This is 91.9 KVCR. Good morning. I'm Ken Vincent. On Fridays, we talk with Press Enterprise columnist Cassie McDuff and review a few news stories of the week around the Inland Empire. Good morning, Cassie.
Good morning, Ken.
Obviously, the biggest story around here all year is the mass shootings in San Bernardino this week. And as we are recording this Thursday morning, and as information has been coming out hourly ever since the shooting on Wednesday, we can't very well talk about the latest news. But let's talk about maybe how this is going to affect this community. I mean, San Bernardino, a battered community anyway, poverty, the housing crisis, the bankruptcy, and all the other civic turmoil. And now people have to deal with, you know, one of the most significant mass shootings in the country in the last few years.
It's certainly a shocking incident, a really tough thing for the community. People are grieving their loved ones. The survivors are dealing with the horrendous situation that they saw unfold, and their families are struggling also. I think people realize that this isn't particular to San Bernardino. It could have happened anywhere. It has happened in too many communities in the United States.
And we should say that next week, you and I will be able to talk more substantially about this because obviously we'll have much more information about it then. So let's move along to what we do know now about other news. Moreno Valley voters will not get to vote on the World Logistics Center because of actions taken by the city council.
The developer did receive a 3-2 vote in favor of this World Logistics Center, a 40 million square foot warehouse complex. The developer, however, took a new tactic. He decided to collect signatures to put to rescind the action that the council took and to take the development directly to voters because of a Supreme Court decision last year that allows the project to circumvent environmental rules, California Environmental Quality Act, by going directly to voters. And in fact, what the council did was to directly adopt the measures because they collected enough signatures and the developer paid $3 per signature for professional signature gatherers to adopt it directly. The council thereby decided not to go to an election, not to let the people of Moreno Valley vote directly on this issue. It's very controversial. It's the subject of 9 lawsuits, including by Riverside County, Riverside County Transportation Commission, and the Air Quality Management District. So very controversial proposal.
Does this action by the city council affect those lawsuits at all?
Well, it does kind of take the pins out from under the environmental challenges to the lawsuit, but the groups that I've talked to say there are still grounds on which to challenge the development.
Okay. The mayor of Norco quit over sports complex legal issues?
Well, this was kind of unusual. The mayor, Herb Higgins, sent a letter to his colleague saying that he, you know, it's over, I'm out of here. He had run for re-election and lost, but he's quitting before the end of his term. He said in a letter to the council because of a sports complex called Silver Lakes, a 122-acre complex, which was a long time in coming. The city had fronted about almost $6 million to help get it built. And some Norco residents have challenged the spending of this money by the city, saying that it's a cost being borne by the ratepayers. They have complained to the IRS and to the Riverside County DA's office. So the mayor, in his parting shot, said, he believes some people may be in trouble over this. It's kind of vague. And the city attorney says there's he's not aware of any pending litigation, but it seems that the mayor, the former mayor now, believes that there could be some legal issues coming. Okay. Investors have poured $40 million into the complex. After years of delay, finally, some of the fields are opening for league play, some of the turf fields, and 5 equestrian jumping rings are expected to open in December. So, you know, just as the project is finally beginning to come to a conclusion, these legal problems crop up.
Difficulties come up. Huh, how interesting. And finally, the San Bernardino City Council this past week agreed finally to let city manager Alan Parker go. Now, what does that mean? They finally agreed to let him go.
What happened here was that the mayor asked the city manager to step aside voluntarily a year ago. The city manager declined. The council didn't want to let him go. He said he wanted to be in San Bernardino another 3 years. Things have been very touchy, very prickly between the mayor and the city manager in the year since. And finally, the city manager accused the mayor of creating a hostile workplace. And they sat down and agreed to negotiate a separation agreement. And that has happened. It will pay the city manager, Alan Parker, a full year's salary in 12-month increments over the next year. But he will be done as of December 31st. You know, Ken, the thing that's worrisome here is that there is no plan for someone to step into his shoes. So this is a very crucial juncture for the city with the bankruptcy pending and a lot of other problems, contracts being negotiated to outsource refuse, to outsource the fire department, and the city manager was handling all those things. That's what's disturbing here is that there is no plan in place for how to move forward without him.
And now, obviously, San Bernardino city officials, for a while at least, will be distracted on other issues, which we will talk about next week. Cassie McDuff, Press Enterprise columnist, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you, Ken.